You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Because climate change is a big factor for the entire world at this stage, can you explain the methane review's impact on agriculture within New Zealand?
Methane is a superheating greenhouse gas. It's 80 times more potent than carbon dioxide, so it's heating the planet really quickly. But the good news story around methane is that it's relatively short-lived. So if we cut methane emissions in the short term, we could see an impact on temperatures within our lifetimes. And that is a critical kind of emergency handbrake in the climate crisis to try and cool temperatures while we can. And in New Zealand and around the world, livestock is a key driver of methane emissions. And, you know, we're one of the biggest dairy exporters in the world. So what we do here could make a really big difference in the climate crisis. That's why methane matters. And I can, you know, I can go into a bit more detail about this particular methane review, but it's really critical what we decide to do about cutting methane emissions here in New Zealand from a global perspective.
As livestock plays a giant factor in man-made methane, what could be some possible strategies to reduce methane produced by the meat and dairy industry on an agricultural scale?
We have all the tools that we need to cut methane emissions now. What it comes down to is reducing the number of livestock around the world, because there's been a massive boom in livestock production over the last decades. And the industry is planning to keep producing more meat and dairy. So that needs to fall. We need to see lower, much lower herd sizes. We also need to see a shift away from some of the enablers, like you might have heard about synthetic fertilizer or palm kernel expeller, which are these enablers that allow these huge herd sizes. And then also in countries where people eat a lot of meat and dairy, we need to see reductions in that consumption. And that's consistent with what doctors are saying is good for our health as well. So it's good for the climate, it's good for our health. But here in New Zealand, we're predominantly a producer. So it's really about changing the way that we do farming in this part of the world. And that's entirely possible.
As mentioned in the government methane review design, designed to disguise ideology as fact, methane media release, methane is a superheating gas around 80 times more potent than carbon dioxide over a 20-year period. But it is relatively short-lived, which means that if we drastically cut methane emissions now, we can pull the climate emergency brake with an immediate effect on slowing temperature rise in our lifetime. How would New Zealand's methane regulation balance out the immediate effect on slowing temperatures regarding climate change, and in turn help reverse the damages of climate change?
I mean, you explain it exactly right, but methane only exists in the atmosphere for about 12 years, whereas carbon dioxide, we're talking about hundreds of years. And so we have, like, there's a hopeful story in methane, right, which is that if we produce less of it now, we can actually see a slowing of temperature rise within our lifetimes. And I think a lot of people are feeling quite hopeless about climate change now, but this is a real hopeful story. New Zealand is a huge producer of dairy products, and we're a huge contributor to climate pollution from our livestock sector. So what we do here really matters. And that's why, I mean, I didn't go into it earlier, but this methane review is concerning, because basically the New Zealand government has an independent science-based climate change commission, which is saying that we need to strengthen our cuts in methane. We need to increase our targets to reduce methane more. But that wasn't what the government wanted to hear, so they set up their own panel with representatives from the livestock industry who've come out with this report saying, we basically don't need to do very much on methane, which is unsurprising given who's on the panel, but it's very disappointing to see them sidelining the advice of the Independent Climate Change Commission.
What are some current prospects for reducing man-made methane within New Zealand?
There are plenty of farmers who are farming in different ways. Ultimately, it's about bringing diversity back onto farm. If you've ever been out in rural New Zealand and you look at the landscape, it's just pasture covered in cows most of the time. And that's what we call monoculture. So just one product being produced. It's milk powder that is, 90% of it is exported to the rest of the world. And instead, what progressive farmers are doing is they're bringing diversity back onto the farm. So kind of mimicking ecosystems. You've got fruit trees, nut trees, you've got pigs, sheep, cows, chickens, you've got crops, you've got lots of different things all within the same system. And that's all entirely possible, and it stores carbon in the soil, it keeps water in the soil, animals are healthier and happier because there's more shade, you're producing more plant-based things. And that's what we could be doing. But at the moment, those farmers are just kind of helping each other peer to peer. And what's really required is support from the government and from the likes of Fonterra to actually help farmers to make that transition. But that is not what's happening at the moment.
And as you mentioned, agriculture does play a giant factor in man-made methane. Do you believe that such changes and prospects for reducing man-made methane within New Zealand can be achieved between now and the next 10, 20 years, and why?
It is absolutely achievable because, like I said, you know, there's already farmers who are doing this, and it's also increasingly what customers in both in New Zealand and overseas want. You know, they want good animal welfare. They want better. They want to make sure that the impact of the product they're buying is low, both from a climate perspective and from an environmental perspective. So it's entirely possible. It's just that the industry at the moment is locked into this kind of high volume system where you've got these factories producing milk powder for export and they rely on just high volumes of milk coming through. So the market isn't currently designed to take a variety of high value products. It's designed to take the lowest kind of value milk powder and milk, turn it into powder and then ship it overseas. So that's ultimately where regulation comes in. It's where infrastructure and kind of leadership comes in. And we're not seeing that either from the industry or the government at the moment. But it is entirely possible. And we saw the Greens put out a policy over the weekend where they are looking at supporting that transition. There is an alternative pathway available with the right political will.
How can consumers within the meat and dairy industry help reduce emissions of methane from an agricultural standpoint?
Like I said, you know, doctors have already come out and said that if we reduce our consumption of meat and dairy, that's both good for the planet, but it's also good for our health. So there's definitely a message in there to reduce the amount of meat and dairy products that we eat and increase the plant-based products that we eat. But here in New Zealand, we are a producer country and we have a small population. So the biggest impact that we can have for the world is to push a transition of the way that production happens. And that's through taking various types of action, like protest action, signing petitions, letters to MPs, that kind of thing. And if people want to get involved, Greenpeace is currently running a campaign to get Fonterra to drop rainforest destroying palm kernel, which is one of those enablers of intensive dairy. And there are many ways to get involved if people want to join us in putting pressure on Fonterra.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.